I thought we played well enough to win. Protected the quarterback better, ran the ball effectively. That's due to everybody, not just the offensive line, but it was a better effort on offense. We just left a few plays out there in terms of execution, and we should have scored a lot more points.
How about you? Just overall thoughts on the offenses. We're at the midway point. I guess we're 8 games through. So,
we've had ups and downs, obviously. But I think we understand what the winning formula is now. That's protect the quarterback, don't turn the football over. We play great defense, great special teams. We just need to go out there, score points when we're capable of doing them, make big plays, and not leave any more plays out on the field. Even though we won and it feels great, we left some plays out there yesterday.
Is there a sense of taking pressure off the defense right now with the way the defense is playing?
No, I mean, we're just focused on going out there, executing when we have the opportunity, and making sure we don't leave anything out there. There's a whole bunch of hidden yardage throughout a football game. We've had penalties at costly times, cost us field position. We haven't executed in terms of, securing some big plays at times. And that comes down to everybody, making sure that Teddy's got the time in the pocket, making sure that, guys get open, running the correct routes, Teddy's getting the ball out on time, everybody's doing their thing in protection. So it comes down to all 11 guys.
Was yesterday frustrating in a sense that it seemed like you guys were always standing at midfield on their logo where you were kind of close to getting into position to score, but you couldn't quite get in there?
Yeah, I mean, We definitely had opportunities to score more points, but it's the way it goes. There are no excuses for it. We just need to execute better and build off of this win. It was still a great game yesterday.
What have you seen from Jared the past couple of weeks as he's really kind of come into his own?
He's getting more experience, making some great cuts. He has incredible vision, good strength. Rarely goes down on the first contact. He's going to be a heck of a player.
It's impressive to see that so early in his career he finds those holes and kind of has that vision you talked about.
It's impressive to see, but we expect it from a guy that's going to get that many carries. He's the guy right now that's getting the bulk of the carries, and that's what you need.
Is there anything emphasized, I guess, that you mentioned about the pass protection? Is there anything emphasized that you guys adjusted on Sunday? Or?
No, I mean, we go out and work every single week. We're always trying to do it the right way. We saw some good pass rushers this week. I mean, there's nobody better on the interior than Gerald McCoy. And, he got a few in, but, we felt like we played better passing off games, executed really well, especially in two-minute situations at the end of the first half and at the end of the game. And it just comes down to going on the practice field and working hard and, not listening to all that outside noise that you guys create, during the course of the week. So, things improve, but we're not going to stop there. We're going to go out and try to play even better this week against Washington.
What was the protection in 2 minutes so effective in the first half and at the end of the game?
We did it the right way. There's no secret formula to it. Block the guy in front of you.
How was the transition to getting Joe in there, and how do you think he performed?
He performed great. I mean, that's a tough task going up against the best three technique in the league, and he had him one-on-one a lot. But Burge's a battler. He's an excellent football player. And there is a level of comfortability for myself and Phil, playing next to Burge because we've been here with him for so long. It felt good.
How is a guy like him able to do that, though, where he's the interior backup guy, but he can come in and it feels like he's been there and that continuity is there even though he isn't actually doing it in the games?
I don't know. He's a professional. That's what it comes down to. And he does the same thing all the time.
John, you're getting a pretty good spark from rookies right now. How comforting is that from the veterans in the locker room to see the young guys step up?
It's what we expect. They're members of this team, and I know that we had a question earlier about, is it surprising to see Jarek, play so well at the beginning of his career? We expect that from those guys. This is the NFL. Nobody cares if you're a rookie or a 10th year player. It's about production. It's about getting the job done, and we expect them to come in here and play well.
John, how do you feel physically?
I feel good. Feel good.
Is there something to be said, too, though, for a group being in these situations game after game, especially late in games, like you said? You have a young quarterback, you have a young running back, and Cordero is young as well, and just kind of trying to grow together through those experiences?
Yeah, I think it comes down to mindset going into that, not getting nervous. And everybody was very calm on the sidelines going into that two-minute drive. We've practiced that quite a bit. We have confidence that we can execute and get the job done. And obviously, it's nice to go out there on a Sunday and prove it, as opposed to just doing it every Friday in practice.
What's the value of incorporating the running backs, the tight ends, and the passing game, even if it's just a check down?
Well, it's just how the offense functions. I mean, you need all the available options you can have, and that's up to Norv and our coaching staff on who will be out in routes, who's going to be in to protect, and how they think they can attack a given defense. So, you know, there's value, and sometimes you've got five in protection, sometimes you have eight, and that's just what the coaches think will help us win.
You mentioned